The idea? Help the community become healthier while doing things like clam digging, berry picking, and fishing. Since 2009, Search has been offering the Wise Families program in Wrangell. The program teaches techniques for harvesting and preserving subsistence foods, as well as a number of traditional crafts. Last summer, local Tammy Meisner stepped down as program coordinator, and recently hired to manage the program is native Ken Hoyt.
I came up here to do the adsing workshop, and that's when I applied for the job and interviewed and stuck around to be part of this renaissance.
Hoyt came to Wrangell this past summer to help with the Chief Shakes Tribal House restoration project and says he's excited to now be working for Search's local native program. The Wise Families program is funded through a grant from the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. One focus of the program is diabetes in Southeast Alaska. According to the CDC, 16.1% of Native Americans and Alaska Natives has diabetes. Hoyt says getting people out gathering and hunting is a good way to promote an active lifestyle and help reduce chronic illness in the community.
Nutritionally speaking, these are the foods that we evolved to eat, that Native people are like genetically in harmony with this ecosystem. There's actually some recent studies that they're finding that the coastal people in the Northwest area, which is us in Washington and Canada, have extra enzymes in their intestines to digest marine mammal fat, which isn't found in a lot of other populations. There's these rhythms that we're in sync with the ecosystem, and to find that rhythm again, I think, is important for individuals. But then also there's a social aspect to what we're doing, which is, getting the tribe out, but getting people out for a social event and coming together to do something important.
Other activities offered through the program include carving, weaving, storytelling, and Tlingit language lessons, something Hoyt says are important to the overall health of the community.
The carving, the weaving, and regalia making, drumming, language, all these things are vital to, I think, Native people's self-esteem and identity, and I think that's one of the big health issues, one of the community health issues that the grant is focused on.
Hoyt is currently working towards a Bachelor of Arts degree in Native American Studies at Evergreen State College. He says some Search events to look forward to include tea gathering, a film festival, storytelling, fish camps, as well as a garden revitalization project in the spring. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.